Launching the program at Highglen Shopping Centre today, Mr. Changirai said the Jobs Upliftment Investment Capital Environment, or JUICE, will address the country's economic and unemployment problems.
The MDC has a plan that will get Zimbabwe working again through the Jobs Upliftment Investment Capital and Environment, JUICE. We shall strive for full employment. We are proposing a raft of measures. Our jobs plan shall help us build a society where individual enterprise, human and property rights and security are respected.
He said the biggest challenge that the MDC government will face if they win the next elections is creating jobs for more than 80% of Zimbabweans who are not in the formal sector.
A job is the best form of human development and empowerment. The joy of having a secure job guarantees that your family has adequate security, that our children are able to go to school, and that food is on the table. As Africans, a job goes beyond just our immediate family.
Under the policy, companies that create jobs will receive incentives, with the country opening up to more international investment. Finance Minister and MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti explained JUICE will address the country's biggest problem of joblessness.
We want to create decent employment opportunities for Zimbabwe. We want to create an enabling environment for entrepreneurship. We want to attract foreign direct investment. We want to put money in social services. We want to push Nyaya regional integration.
Prime Minister Changirai, however, said regional integration will be difficult to achieve if countries such as South Africa have policies that discourage trade with other countries.
We actually import from South Africa billions and billions of manufactured goods. That means we are creating jobs in South Africa, but they don't want to do the same to us. That is a policy thrust we would like to encourage South Africa to look at and allow Zimbabwean exports free access.
Mr. Changirai castigated ZANU-PF's indigenization policy, saying it is not empowering people at all.
That's the biggest crisis we face, because that policy discord is what has led to the crisis of investment in this country.
ZANU-PF insists the indigenization policy, which mandates foreign-owned companies to cede 51% stakes to black Zimbabweans, is good for the country. Writing on his Facebook wall this week, Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere blamed the so-called targeted sanctions for impeding investment in the country. He said companies were investing in Zimbabwe, adding the unit government has created certainty and stability, adding the indigenization policy did not impede investment as the MDC and others were claiming. He said they were, quote, not going back on empowerment because to do so creates uncertainty and dishonesty. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.